We are doing Netivot Shalom on Chanukah, and the topic is Mai Chanukah. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Mai Chanukah? Over which miracle did they institute Chanukah? The Tanu Rabbanan, we have the Tanai quote, Bechafei B'Kislev, Yomid Chanukah, the Braisa says, on the 25th day of Kislev, begin the 8 days of Chanukah. And the Braisa continues and tells us, Shekshenichnasu Yivanim Laichal, when the Greeks entered the holy, Timukhul Hashmanim Shadaichal, they defiled all the oils in the Heichal, Ukshegavra Malchut Et Chashmonai V'Nitzchum, and when the kingdom of the house of the Asmoneans overcame and won the Greeks, Badku, they checked, Velo Matzu, and they could not find, Elapach Echad Sheshemen, only one flask, one earthenware vessel of oil, Shaya Munach, that was placed, Bechotamosha Kohen Gadol, with the seal of the Kohen Gadol, Velo Ayabo, and in that earthenware vessel, they didn't have Ela Ladlik Yom Echad, any more than just a light one day. Now Sabonis, a miracle happened with that earthenware vessel, Ladliku Mimenu, and they were able to light from it, Shmonayim Mimet Des, L'Shana Acheret, a different year, Kav'um, they instituted them, V'asa'um, and they made them Yamim Tovim, days of festivities with Hallel and praise. U'v'agadot Marsha, and in the Marsha's explanation, Amnagadot, Mevima Shekatav Aran, he quotes from the Ran, Rabbeinu Nisim, Shelefichach Karum Chanukah, that this is the reason they named the holiday Chanukah, Chanu Kafe. Chanukah, the Ran says, is they came to rest on the 25th day of Kislev. Chanu, they came to rest, they camped, Kafe on the 25th of Kislev. Umashma, and it seems, Shemfaresh Sheilat HaGemara, Mai Chanukah, that he explains that when the Gemara queried, what is Chanukah? That the Gemara was questioning, Lama Nikra Shemo Ken? Why is it named Chanukah? That was the question. Not like Rashi says, over which miracle did they institute it? But rather, why did they name it Chanukah? V'katav ala Marsha, and the Marsha comments on this Ran, he says, V'ktzat kashe. It's a little bit difficult. Mai chaniya shaya chacha? What it came? What does it mean they came to camp on that day? What is that relevant here? Kevandu tal ben melacha. When they instituted Chanukah, they didn't say you can't do work on Chanukah. We say you come to camp on Shabbos. Yeah, on Shabbos you don't do anything else. You camp in your home, you go to shul, you don't go out and do work. But on Chanukah you do work. You light the candles, but you're allowed to do work. So the question is, what is it? How can you say that they came to camp on this 25th day? So says the Marsha, V'nireh lefaresh, D'nikra Chanukah al shem Chanukat HaMizbeach. It would seem to correct to explain that the reason it's called Chanukah is because on this day they inaugurated the Mizbeach, K'damrinan b'perek Rabbi Ishmael, like it says in the Gemara in Perek Rabbi Ishmael, the Beit Chashmonai ganzu avnei Mizbeach sheshekzu anshei ovdei glulim na'avodah zarah, that the house of the Asmoneans, they took the stones of the altar, those stones that the people, those idol worshippers took the stones of the Mizbeach and they dedicated them for idols. They took that altar, they took that Mizbeach and they buried it. They said, once it's been used for idols, we cannot use it. And they needed to build a new Mizbech. When the Chashmonaim entered the Beit HaMikdash, they didn't just relight the menorah. They needed to do a lot of work. One of the things the Gemara says is that they had to reinstate the Mizbech. They had to rebuild a new Mizbech. The old Mizbech was defiled. They took it, buried it, built a new Mizbech. And that's why it's called Chanukah, because Chanukah also means inauguration. And this was the re-inauguration of the altar, the re-inauguration of bringing sacrifices in the temple. Veloka amar hacha mai Chanukah, and the Gemara didn't mean to say over here, what is Chanukah technically? Ela me'ezen es kavut o ladlik bo nerot. All the Gemara meant to say was, for what miracle do we light the candles? But the Gemara didn't mean to say, what is the essence of Chanukah? Vehainu. That means to say, she'ela mai Chanukah, the question of what is Chanukah, einena lama nikra shmo Chanukah. The question of the Gemara he's saying now is not like the Ran said, why did they call it Chanukah? And then he answers, because they came to rest on the 25th day.
אלא כמו שפירוש רשי, but rather like Rashi explains, עלי זה נס קבוע, for which miracle did they instate this holiday, כלומר, as if to say, מהו הנס העיקרי, what is the primary miracle, שלשמו קבעו את ימי החנוכה, that over this miracle, they instituted these days of חנוכה. ועל זה משיבה הגמרא, and about this the Gemara replies, דו הנס שמצאו את פח השמן ודליקו ממנו שמונה ימים, that the miracle, the primary miracle for which they instituted the days of Hanukkah was that they found this flask of oil and lit 8 days from it. The akati, and still, time abai, we need a good explanation. Madua be'emet, why in truth, nechshav nes pach ha-shemen, the nes ha-ikari? Why is that the primary miracle? Think about it. The Greeks were pillaging Jewish women. They were destroying the Jewish homes and the temple. They were decreeing that we couldn't circumcise. They were trying to destroy the Torah. And we say, now that we won this tremendous victory, and now that we re-inaugurate the temple, for what miracle do we celebrate Hanukkah? Because we found a flask of oil and a miracle happened. We could light 8 days from that flask. I'm not coming to belittle that miracle. I just think that the other miracles were even greater. So what does it mean that for that miracle we celebrate Hanukkah? V'arei lechora, it would seem, says the Netivot Shalom, Nes ha-nitzachon b'milchama hu nes yoter gadol. It would seem that winning the war is a bigger miracle. Kamo she'ne'emar, like we say in davening, in Al HaNisim, what do we say? Masalta giborim, God, you took the great war, Greek warriors and you gave them in the hands of the Yad Chalashim, the weak Jews. The Chashmonam weren't so powerful, and yet God gave them into their hands. We say, you gave the Rabbim, the masses of Greeks, you had a tremendous Greek army here in Israel, and God gave them the Yad Matim into the hands of a few. So the military victory was a tremendous miracle. Shayu mitei me'at, they were very few, the Chashmonaim, mul machane rav, opposing a great camp, kachol asher asfat hayam, they numbered like the sand at the edge of the sea, v'anitzachon shelahem, and the victory of the Chashmonaim, hu nes na'ala mikol musag, is a miracle that's above all concepts. So what do we mean that the whole Hanukkah is instituted for the miracle of the oil? It would seem far more logical to celebrate the miracle of the military victory.